Hello, and welcome back to the Java with Sugar podcast. You're joining us for ARC 6, which is the Qlik Software Field Service Edge end of life. And this is the second episode of our ARC, where we're exploring the process of migrating from a product that is retiring. My name is Steven Sugumar. I'm your host. And today I have the honor of being joined by Steve Smith. Steve?
Thanks, Steven. Just brief introduction myself. I'm the VP of Industry Solutions at DeepSolute. 25 plus years across the globe, across industries focused on field service. I've seen a good number of migrating customers over the years.
Awesome. Thank you, Steve, an expert in the field. So this topic is important to understand. If you're currently on the field service edge solution, what is the in-depth process of migrating onto another solution? We thank you for joining us, and we're going to get right into it. I mean, Steve, let's talk about the process of migrating, right? What does that look like? What are some of the steps? What should be top of mind for some of our prospects and customers?
Good question. That's kind of where things start off on. And I've had a number of webinars on this in the past where you get into a lot of detail, but really it's preparation, right? That first step is understanding what you got, what you're using, what's out in the market as well. And what are others using, right? So what are the possibilities? What are those stretch goals that you need to get? That's a huge part of it. Then typically it goes into a planning phase, right? So understanding where you want to go, right? So I can tell you recently doing one discussion with a migrating customer, I've asked them, do you want like for like, or you want transformative? So I hit two ends of that spectrum, right? And more often than not, many are saying we want the like for like approach plus, right? We want to get a little bit better, but we don't want to mess with our users so much along the way. So that your prep, the planning, what do you want to get and attain out of this? And then you get into the assessment phase, right? So looking at as many solutions as you possibly can look at, understanding what's out there in the market, and then putting your plan in action. I could tell you again from my discussions very, very recently, one of the highlights most press is you got to get your SMEs involved.
Definitely.
Early in the process and have a level of continuity throughout the process, into implementation. So these SMEs can be the champions that go forth and help get people engaged, but also making sure what you're putting together is going to entice, delight users along the way. But that's generally it. And then it's, you know, how do you want to roll out? Do you want a big bang approach, which I would probably say probably not, unless you're a pretty small service operation, or a properly staged approach that makes sense where you can learn and then incorporate some of the more dynamic interactions, right? And adapt and adjust along the way.
Very good points there, Steve. A lot of gold nuggets. And I mean, what you said there with the big bang approach, I think that's critical. Maybe that's a good segue into what are some of the challenges that people might face during this type of migration process?
Yeah, I think, you know, kind of getting caught up in the like for like and not breaking apart and looking at their process is a very typical challenge, right? So it's easy. It's kind of that path of least resistance to say, let's pin our process in place and not take a look at it, not reevaluate it. And what they end up doing is doing a technology shift, right? And not taking advantage of what can be with that next field service management tool. You know, technology shifted a lot, Steve. You know it as well as I do, right? There's so much more available and the expectations are so much higher from your users, hugely, your customers, maybe regulators, if you're in that industry as well. There's a lot more expectation involved across the board. So you got to find within that new solution, where are those gems that help you entice your user community to help deliver more value for your customers, help get the regulator, if the regulator is involved in your industry, what they want, when they want it, how they want it, et cetera. We're all spoiled with our mobile devices nowadays.
You said it. I mean, expectations are high, keeping our people happy, our employees, right? It all starts with the people, regardless of the technology, and you want them to be in favor of that. Really good points.
I would probably add, like, you just kind of caught my thought process. Timing is huge in all this, right? So FSE, we're talking about FSE end of life and just less than 3 years. I was on a call with a very large utility the other day and asking them point blank, how long did it take you to prepare, evaluate solutions, and pull your requirements together, all that fun stuff, evaluate your solution, select a vendor to get to the point to implement? And their answer was 42 months. I think that's an outlier. These guys are extremely thorough, amazing organization, but you're talking many, many months that have to happen with a lot of resource involvement to get to the stage of even starting installing software, moving forward, configuring things, et cetera. So I would say that's another key challenge. Many are kind of very concerned about needs to be addressed. Get in early, start things quick.
I mean, it seems so far away, but I mean, time just flies by. So I want to get into some best practices, right? What can you recommend to our audience? You know, what are maybe peers in other industries doing? How are they communicating with each other?
Good point. In terms of best practice generally, I would say understand yourself first, right? So many have a quasi understanding of what they're doing with their current solutions. They don't have an absolute view of it. So certainly we've got some tools to help expose these things in a very, very quick way, in a very, very precise way, but get to that point where you absolutely understand what you got, what you're using, what's of value, where are the problems at before you move forward. That's probably one of the biggest best practice approaches I would probably recommend. Another is get out into the market, do your research, understand the vendors, the partners involved. When you're putting your RFP, your requirements together, if you have to go through such a process, make sure it's not replicating what you've done in the past and providing solutions to these vendors, but keeping it open-ended, right? Make sure you're including part of the process of you teach us what we don't know. We need to hear what we don't know in all these things. Typically a huge miss in a lot of organizations, and then you end up with a technology shift and you're not getting any value out of it along the way. But you mentioned what others are doing. Like, there's a utilities user group. I'm helping to sponsor this utilities user group. If you're a utility, feel free to reach out to us. We'll get you on that. But they talk, they share, right? They talk about all the processes that they've gone through. They talk about their requirements. They talk about what works, what doesn't work, and they talk about their implementations. I just was on a call last night with a utility from Australia that was saying, hey, we're experiencing this. What are others doing to address this? They want to talk to others. So, reach out either to your vendors, partners like ourselves, or these user groups and get a dialogue going. It's going to help a lot.
Very key points there, Steve. I mean, knowing yourself and understanding, what you need versus what you want. These are things that people take for granted. And I think taking the time, like we were talking about earlier, to plan is very critical. Can you talk maybe a little bit about how dApps has an advantage on this? Maybe some tools or a process that we might be able to leverage as part of our prospects?
Yeah, we kind of learned our lessons from the Qlik 8.3 on-premise end of life. And so we dove into this, trying to put together the appropriate tools that can be used very, very early on to address that, getting to know yourself, right? Know yourself before you go into the other parts of the business. So
Definitely.
early in the process, even before you have your requirements put together, our organization will come in. We'll use some special tools that allow us to press some buttons, pull out details, extract details from your FSE system, and tell you exactly what you got and what you're using and how you're using it, not to mention how the object model is laid out, et cetera, and even translate this into what it would look like in another solution like Salesforce Field Service, right? So how is this going to map? Where are the gaps are? So this gives an organization that basis to say, okay, what truly can our requirements should be, right? So they can take that next step and say, okay, hey, let's explore the art of the possible And let's put in there what we want to be as well.
Amazing. No, that's great. I mean, especially the visualization part of it, right? Like understanding what you have, super important. Perhaps seeing that, right? And another solution like that, there's a lot of benefit there. Any closing remarks from you, Steve?
No, I think my closing advice is get started, get moving on this. Don't wait. It may seem like a long period of time is out there. You got plenty of room, but especially if you're going from Field Service Edge, which is a cloud-based solution, it's a good bit different than on-premise in terms of how far you can press that. The end of 2026 is a hard stop for everyone, pretty much. So get on to it, engage, get to know yourself and get to know the environment and what's out there. And then we're happy to help, certainly.
Amazing. Thank you for your thoughts, Steve. Much appreciated. And thank you for joining us. That is going to call the end of the episode here. Just to recap a little bit about what we talked about the process of migrating off of Field Service Edge, some of the best practices, and of course, how dApsolute has that advantage and can help you. We do have a webinar series around this, and Steve is part of that, so we'll link that in the description. Also, we'll link that UUG, the utility user group that Steve is running as well, if you're interested to check that out. We thank you for your time, and please like, follow, subscribe to our page for more Java with Sugar and more bite-sized content for your needs. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.